Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.
Joining us now is Ben Page, who's the chief executive of Ipsos. Ben, good to have you on the programme to give us really a view on how voters are thinking about all of this. I mean, we've been focused on the market reaction. Just first of all, how popular is Jeremy Hunt as Chancellor now that it looks as if power has shifted pretty significantly from number 10 to number 11? What do voters make of him?
Well, I mean, I don't think the voters have fully woken up to Jeremy Hunt as Chancellor of the Exchequer, to be quite honest. But The problem is that the Conservatives in a few short weeks have managed to completely smash their any credibility for economic competence, which is quite impressive, really. And so Jeremy Hunt's personal profile is relatively low. We'll see after he's been doing this job for a week or two. Maybe he won't. I don't know how long he'll be doing it for, how it comes across. And we'll see, of course, what announcements he makes today. But certainly the key point is how the Conservatives very quickly, more quickly than I think we've ever seen a party do this, have managed to just implode. We've never seen a leader like Liz Truss fall as rapidly as she has managed to achieve in public estimation. It's quite impressive.
So that is impressive is one word to use, isn't it? But that's the historical context, and just how stark this is that this is not being seen.
Yes, I mean, most new prime ministers get the benefit of the doubt, and they sometimes have a honeymoon period. In Liz Truss's case, she's gone straight to the floor, and she now has the lowest percentage Ipsos has ever measured since the 1970s when we started for satisfaction with a prime minister. And to achieve that within less than a month of taking office is quite impressive.
Wow. Just briefly, Ben, before I let you go on the polling question, where do the polls stand more broadly for the Conservatives?
Well, you've got Labour on around 50% of the vote. The Conservatives are at bedrock somewhere in the mid-20s. Remember, in British politics, the sort of rule that has never been broken so far is that both the major parties, whether they put even if they have a parrot on a stick or maybe even Liz Truss, they usually get more than 29%. You know, 29% of the vote is a sort of absolute bedrock. The Conservatives are actually polling slightly below that. What would actually happen at a general election isn't clear. But at the moment, they're heading for a complete wipeout. And what's incredible by historic standards is just how quickly they managed to do that.
A parrot on a stick. Okay, I'm stifling laughter, but actually I'm close to tears at the same time because
not
you're
exactly.
Right. No, it's pretty staggering stuff. So then what about, does the Conservative Party then look ridiculous if they try to ditch Liz Truss? So Simon Fraser from Chatham House was saying that they could simply look ridiculous. How is it possible for them to change leader? Can they at this point, etc.?
They look ridiculous anyway, so they may as well. I think they just have to try and pretend that they had a momentary bout of madness and that normal service has been resumed. So frankly, they're damned if they do and damned if they don't. I think if the MPs are able to engineer something where they just produce a new candidate, there's a palace coup, Liz Truss goes, the new candidate arrives and it's done with, there will be lots of howls from their opponents about a general election. But assuming that the replacement is competent and a better communicator than Liz Truss, and to be quite honest, it can't be hard to be a better communicator than Liz Truss. On that basis, that's probably, if I was advising them, that's what I would be telling them to do. So yes, they're damned if they do. They'll have no moral, position for doing it. But frankly, it's better than limping on with Liz Truss.
Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, weekday mornings at 6 a.m. on London DAB digital radio and on demand via the Bloomberg Business app and BloombergRadio.com.